Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Things I Can't Say Out Loud in Meetings by Taylor A. Wild is a humorous workplace notebook rather than a conventional narrative book. Published as an independently released line journal, it is designed as both a gag gift and a functional writing space for office use. The concept centers on the gap between what employees often think during meetings and what they can safely say in professional settings. That tension drives the book's appeal. It uses snarky, sarcastic phrases and workplace observations to create a familiar form of office humor, while still leaving room for note-taking, planning, and daily use. The result is a novelty item that fits into a specific social setting, especially casual offices, Secret Santa exchanges, and coworker gift-giving. Its purpose is less to instruct than to mirror a widely shared workplace experience in a light, non-disruptive way. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a hybrid of gag gift and usable line notebook. The book works because it is not only a joke object. It is structured as a lined journal, which gives it everyday utility beyond the novelty cover and printed humor. That combination matters in the office gift category, where purely decorative gag gifts can feel disposable after the first laugh. Here, the notebook can still be used for meeting notes, task lists, and quick reminders, so the humor does not cancel out practical value. This makes the book more versatile than many novelty workplace items, especially for people who prefer gifts that can sit on a desk and actually get used. The format also softens the sarcasm. Instead of presenting office frustration as a complaint, it turns it into a harmless writing companion. In that sense, the book occupies a middle ground between stationery and joke merchandise, which is exactly why it fits Secret Santa and coworker gifting so well. Secondly, office humor built around unspoken meeting thoughts. The central comic idea is the internal monologue of meetings, the thoughts people have, but would never voice aloud. This is a familiar workplace experience, and the book turns that shared restraint into a humor format that is easy to recognize. Its appeal does not depend on elaborate jokes. It depends on direct workplace recognition. People understand the frustration of unnecessary meetings, vague agenda setting, repeated buzzwords, and polite disagreement, so the humor lands quickly. Because the content is rooted in common office behavior rather than niche references, it can be appreciated by a wide range of workers in casual environments. The book also uses this tension to create emotional release. Readers can laugh at the absurdity of corporate communication without actually undermining their professionalism. That balance is important. It gives voice to irritation while keeping the expression safely contained within a notebook. As, thirdly, why the book fits casual workplaces better than formal ones. A major limitation of the book is also part of its identity. Its humor depends on a relaxed office culture. In formal corporate settings, a notebook built around sarcasm and meeting frustration may seem too pointed or too informal. But in startups, creative teams, agencies, and other lighter work environments, the same content can function as a shared joke rather than a disruption. That context sensitivity is important because it defines the book's actual audience. It is not meant to replace standard professional stationery or communicate a serious managerial message. Instead, it works when recipients already enjoy workplace banter and are comfortable with self-aware humor. This makes the book useful as a diagnostic gift too. The right response depends on whether the office culture can tolerate playful critique. The book therefore has a narrow but clear setting, and that specificity helps explain both its charm and its limits. Fourthly, Secret Santa and coworker gifting is the book's main use case. The book is positioned most strongly as a workplace gift, especially for Secret Santa exchanges, boss gifts, and coworker presents. That matters because office gift exchanges often require items that are inexpensive, broadly understandable, and not too personal. This notebook fits those constraints well. It is cheap enough to be low pressure, funny enough to feel intentional, and generic enough to avoid awkwardness. The humor is workplace-based, so it stays on topic for the setting in which it is given. It can also work as a boss gift when the relationship is informal enough to support light sarcasm. Compared with candles, mugs, or desk trinkets, the notebook offers a slightly more interactive experience because the recipient can actually use it. This combination of usefulness and humor gives it a practical advantage in seasonal office gifting, where the goal is often to find something memorable without becoming inappropriate. Lastly, a compact commentary on modern meeting culture. Beyond the joke format, the book reflects a broader critique of workplace meetings themselves. The recurring idea that meetings are too long, too vague, or unnecessary speaks to a common frustration in modern office culture. The book does not analyze productivity in a formal way, but it does capture how many workers experience meetings as a space of performative communication rather than efficient problem solving. That is why the humor resonates. It mirrors the mismatch between official business language and private employee reaction. The notebook becomes a small cultural artifact of remote and office life. especially in environments where people are expected to stay polite while feeling overburdened by process. Its humor is therefore not random. It depends on a very specific contemporary experience of work. In that sense, the book comments on communication norms, not just office mood, which gives it more lasting relevance than a simple one-note joke item. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy workplace humor, office satire, and light novelty stationery. It will appeal most to employees in casual workplaces, coworkers participating in secret Santa exchanges, and anyone looking for a low-cost gift that is both funny and usable. Its main practical benefit is that it combines a notebook with humor, so it can function as an everyday writing tool rather than a purely decorative gag. Its intellectual value is modest but real. It captures recognizable patterns of meeting culture, especially the gap between what people think and what they are expected to say. What distinguishes it from similar books or novelty gifts is its narrow, well-defined office context. It does not try to be broadly inspirational or universally polished. Instead, it leans into a specific type of workplace sarcasm and makes that the point. For the right audience, that specificity is exactly what makes it work. It is less about originality in form than about accurate, compact recognition of a shared professional experience. If you would like to support Taylor A. Wilde, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.